Welcome to Sunday Evening Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Hallelujah. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings, past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and go forth, participating in conduct that brings our best self to each and every day, forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. Come, now praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, you that stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place, and praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, the Lord who made heaven and earth. The day is now past, and the night is at hand. Let us pray with one heart and mind. Father of lights, receive the prayer and praise we offer you as our evening sacrifice. Make us a light for all the world, delivered by your goodness from all the works of darkness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Psalm 39. I said, I will keep watch over my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. I will keep a guard on my mouth while the wicked are in my sight. I held my tongue and said nothing. I kept silent, but found no comfort. My pain was increased, my heart grew hot within me. While I mused, the fire blazed, and I spoke with my tongue. Lord, let me know my end, and the day number of my days, that I may know how short my time is. For you have made my days but a hand's breadth, and my whole span is as nothing before you. Surely everyone who stands secure is but breath. We live as a passing shadow. The riches we heap are but a puff of wind, and we cannot tell who will gather them. And now, Lord, what is my hope? Truly my hope is in you. O deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the butt of fools. I was dumb, I did not open my mouth. For surely it was your doing. Take away your plague from me. I am brought to an end by the blows of your hand. When with rebukes you chastise us for sin, you cause our fair looks to dissolve in putrefaction. Surely everyone is but breath. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Be not silent at my tears. For I am but a stranger with you, a passing guest, as all my forebears were. Turn your eye from me, that I may smile again before I go hence and am no more. Lord of life, by the power of your resurrection, deliver us from all selfishness and bring us to the fullness of your joy, where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Numbers, beginning at chapter 21, verse 4. From Mount Hor they set out by the way to the Red Sea, to go around the land of Edom. But the people became impatient on the way. The people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent poisonous serpents among the people, and they bit the people so that many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord to take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it upon a pole, and whenever a serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the Gospel according to Mark, beginning at chapter 15, verse 21. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Then they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And then they crucified him, and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "Aha, you who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, were also mocking him among themselves and saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now, so that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also taunted him. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land, until 3 in the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lima sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he is calling for Elijah." And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two, from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was God's son." There were also women looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalena, and Mary the mother of James the younger, and of Joseph and Salome. These used to follow him and provided for him when he was in Galilee. And there were many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. A 2-minute homily. In this, the fifth Sunday of Lent, the Church invites us to turn our attention to the realities that are perhaps the most scandalous in human experience, the death of a loved one. Psalm 130, verses 1 and 2 says, "Out of the depths I call to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my cry. Listen attentively to the sound of my pleading." Previously called Passion Sunday, this fifth Sunday of Lent marks the beginning of Passion Tide, a deeper time of Lent. This is the third Sunday of the Scrutinies for the preparation of adult converts, and the final Sunday of Lent before the beginning of Holy Week. The liturgy of the Word of this day speaks of recreation, resurrection, and new life. Today, the option of covering of sacred images is practiced. We pause to reflect today on the purpose of Jesus' death and resurrection, and how we, as disciples of Christ, can honour his sacrifice. What in our life could we surrender to death so that we too can resurrect ourselves into new beginnings? The Canticle. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, who has looked with favour on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. God has mercy on those who fear him from generation to generation. The Lord has shown strength with his arm, and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones, and lifting up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things, and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, to remember the promise of mercy, the promise made to our forebears, to Abraham and his children, forever. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. O God, our Redeemer, in our weakness we have failed to be your messengers of forgiveness and hope. Renew us by your Holy Spirit, that we may follow your commands and proclaim your reign of love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and you forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. We pray that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his presence abiding in us, he may raise us to joys eternal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, by your Son, Jesus Christ, you gave many excellent gifts to your apostles and commanded them to feed your flock. Bless all archbishops and bishops in the Anglican Church. So fill them with your truth and clothe them with holiness, that as pastors of your church they may diligently preach your word and rightly teach your people the glory of your name and the benefit of your church. God of grace, hear our prayer. God of wisdom, grant, we pray, that the words we have heard today make in us a desire to serve the people in bringing the good news of Christ to all who have yet to hear it, so that they may bring forth in us the fruit of good works to honour and praise your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. God of grace, hear our prayer. Saviour God, we give you thanks for restoring health to your servants who are experiencing ill health this day. We bless and praise you for the mercy which you show to us when we call upon you. Teach us to trust you in all circumstances of life and to know your loving care and protection. God of grace, hear our prayer. God of all truth, teach us to love you with heart and mind. Bless St. Francis Theological College, that it may be a lively centre for sound learning, new discovery, and the pursuit of wisdom. May all who teach and all who learn seek and love the truth and in humility look to you, the source of all wisdom and understanding. Bless the 2024 formation students, Juliet, Troy, Richard, Lydia, Sarah, Kate, Harry, Arian, Justin, Matt, Naya, Alana, and Eleanor. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask for your blessing for those listed on the Anglican cycle of prayer, the Church in Wales, the Diocese of the Northern Territory, the Parish of Inala, congregations in communion with the Anglican Church, the Southport School, Southport, all parishes seeking clergy, all Anglican schools seeking chaplains, all prison ministry chaplaincy teams, all people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Be present, merciful God, and protect us through the hours of this night, that we who are wearied by the changes and chances of this fleeting world may rest on your eternal changelessness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, equip us with everything good, that we may do his will, to whom be glory forever. Amen.